Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking in Love. Chapter 2. God's Love, Manifested Love, Received Love, and Walking in Love. Among the various aspects to which God calls Christians to walk in newness of life, walking in love or walking in God's love is perhaps one of the most challenging to understand and consider appropriately. And this, in part, is due to the great challenge of finding a more summarized and adequate conceptualization of what love is and the fact that many people adopt their own understanding of what they think love is. As with the grace of God, one of the aspects that makes understanding love challenging is that it is an attribute that is part of God or a person who has it in one's life, but which cannot be seen merely with the natural eyes unless it manifests itself in some form or by some action, which, in turn, leads us to the need to distinguish between love itself and its practical manifestation. Therefore, for an individual to be able to manifest oneself in love, practice love, or act in love, it is necessary that one has love as an attribute, because for an act to be an act of love, it needs to have been performed from the beginning in love. As an attribute of God or an individual, love needs to be part of a person's life even before one acts in love, for in this sense of being an attribute, love is a virtue of an individual that enables him or her to take the initiative and the practice of doing acts in love or acts out of love. In this way, love as an attribute of God or an individual is a virtue that enables God or a person to be motivated in the sense of being especially attentive to the lives of other individuals or what they love, as well as to perform acts in favor of other individuals or something that is loved. That is, love is the generating source of acts or manifestations of love. In addition, another essential aspect to be observed in the scriptures about the love of God is the fact that it, as an attribute or virtue of the glory of the Lord, can still be shared with other individuals, in the sense that those who receive it will also be able to have it as a virtue in their lives so that they can also use it according to the characteristics of the love they received. Thus, according to the considerations mentioned above, we can see in the scriptures that the theme of love needs to be seen at least from the perspective of the following aspects. 1. Love as an attribute of God. 2. The love of God manifested to the world. 3. Love as an attribute or virtue received by an individual. 4. Walking in love or practicing the love received. So, in the first point about love mentioned above, the scriptures teach us that the love of God is an integral part of the being of the Lord and that God is the unique eternal source of this same love. God and His love are inseparable, a point highlighted in the scriptures when they declare that God is love and that everything God does is done according to His love or permeated with His love. 1 John 4:8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. As for the second point about love mentioned above, and considering that God's love also leads to practical actions moved by love, we can observe in the scriptures how God has explicitly expressed or manifested his love to the world and to those who believe in his gospel, the gospel that in all its attributes is also presented to the world as the gospel or the good news of God's love for every human being. Let us see below, then, some texts that clearly exemplify that the love of God has already been expressed toward the world and those who believe in the offer of the newness of life offered to them by the Lord. John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 4, 9-10. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. From the first moment that Adam and Eve chose disobedience or sin instead of following God's instruction and love, the Lord already signaled to them that He would grant them a descendant who would come to make propitiation for their sins so that they could believe in redemption by grace through faith, which, in turn, was all provided perfectly because of God's love for every human being. Thus, in this second aspect of God's love, we can see that the Lord provided everything that was necessary and provides everything that is necessary so that a person can return to fellowship with Him and so that one can receive the condition of eternal life in the Lord or the newness of life that God wants everyone to know and receive. Advancing here to the third point about love mentioned earlier, we can note that the Scriptures teach us that in addition to God having already manifested Himself amply in love by making a perfect provision that enables human beings to reconcile with Him and come to have fellowship with Him, the Lord also longs for people to believe in the provision made by Him so that they too can receive His love and be bearers of this love. In this way, we can see that in addition to the love of God being a practical love that has already manifested itself in providing the way of remission of a person from subjection to sin and the condemning law of Moses, and providing the way of reconciliation of fellowship with the Lord and eternal life, the love of God is also manifested as a love that gives itself to be poured out in the heart of the one who believes in Christ Jesus. And this, so that the one who receives this love is also abundantly supplied to be able to practice it similarly. Let us see below a text that teaches us how the Lord works to also grant His love to those who believe in Him. Romans 5, verse 1, 2, and 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Given this, without distinguishing the diversity of aspects related to love and that precede walking in love or practicing love, which is the fourth point about love mentioned above, a person may aspire to practice love but face great difficulties or even impossibilities to carry it out. In other words, when God calls people to walk in love, by love, or to practice love in their lives, He does not do it without first manifesting to them the love that He, God Himself, has already manifested to the world and without Him offering true love so that people can also practice it. When God calls Christians to walk in love, it is necessary that the way or the condition for doing so is also provided for them beforehand. 1 Timothy 1, 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant, with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, before focusing more specifically on walking in love, we will seek, in the following chapters, to detail some aspects that serve to support and guide a Christian's walking in this specific aspect of God's calling to those who believe in Him.